Hello and welcome to episode 18 of Celiac.com podcast edition. In this episode, we talk about the significance of the DQ8 gene, gluten sensitivity is a neurological disease, how gluten is toxic for everyone, our own Dr. Ron Hogan takes on celiac misinformation, celiac stress and the adrenals, and Zeer.com. Celiac.com podcast edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Please leave a comment on our blog or write to the podcast edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com podcast edition is sponsored by the Gluten-Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten-Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Here's a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you shop at the Gluten-Free Mall between now and August 31st, 2009, use the word podcast in all small letters and get a 10% discount. Here's how you do it. When you're ready to check out, you'll see a coupon code box next to your total. To get your 10% off, make sure you write the word podcast in all small letters. This does not count for shipping or taxes. Limit one per customer and offer not valid with other specials or promotions. Now, the news. DQ8 gene causes more than just celiac. Many of you know that DQ8 is one of the two major genes which lead to celiac disease. You may also know that celiac disease is often associated with other autoimmune diseases. What you may not know is that DQ8 could be the direct cause of these other autoimmune diseases without showing up as celiac. So you can be gluten sensitive without having full-blown celiac and still suffer from any one of the following diseases: scleroderma, rheumatoid arthritis, autoimmune thyroiditis, pemphigus, lupus, multiple sclerosis, some forms of diabetes, Addison's disease, and even latex allergy. Is gluten sensitivity a neurological disease? According to a recent article in the journal Medical Hypotheses, celiac disease ought to have been considered primarily a neurological disorder, that is, a disease of the nervous system rather than an autoimmune disease. Gluten sensitivity can affect the body neurologically with no gastrointestinal symptoms. The author of the article calls for a new term to be coined, the gluten syndrome, which would serve as an umbrella term for all gluten-generated nervous disorders such as cerebellar ataxia, hypotonia, developmental delay, learning disorders, depression, migraine, and severe headache. Non-celiacs also show gluten sensitivity. A study in the journal Gut reveals that, for the first time, scientists have documented harmful effects of gluten on people without celiac disease. All individuals who took place in the study, celiacs and non-celiacs alike, showed an immune response to gluten, though only those with celiac disease showed a more complex immune response. The difference in response might have to do with a defect in the permeability of the gut membrane in celiacs, or a greater immune response under equal stimulus, which might be mediated by a higher density of IL-15 receptors in patients with celiac disease. And now for some popular topics from celiac.com. Dr. Ron Hogan takes on Slate Magazine for misrepresentation. The gluten-free diet is gaining traction with the public. More gluten-free options are selling in the market, and people who never thought to go gluten-free before are now trying the elimination diet to see how they feel. But popularization of the gluten-free diet is leading to some misunderstandings and misinterpretation. Dr. Ron Hogan, editor of the Journal of Gluten Sensitivity and author of a new book entitled Serial Killers, posted a dialogue he had recently with a writer from Slate Online Magazine. The writer from Slate had published a story last month that sorely undersells the gluten-free diet and the impact of gluten on the human body. Dr. Hogan wrote the author to set the record straight. Here's a portion from Dr. Hogan's post. And he addresses the author. Your ill-informed attack on gluten-free diet is regrettable because it suggests that it's a fad diet rather than a therapeutic one. At best, all that will make it more difficult for people to get cooperation when trying to look at their own health by avoiding gluten. At worst, it'll dissuade people from sticking to their diets if they believe your false assertion that gluten sensitivity cannot be identified in a lab. You clearly do not put any thought or effort into finding out about gluten sensitivity. I wish you would correct some of this misinformation. It is misleading to the public and potentially harmful. Celiac stress and the adrenals. The adrenal glands are specifically designed to help one cope with life's stressful situations. You need to move quickly? This gland will increase your heart rate and bring more blood to your muscles, making you faster and stronger. But the adrenals are very sensitive to blood sugar levels. When your blood sugar level is unstable, then it weakens the adrenals. Gluten interferes with the blood sugar levels because it inhibits proper food nutrient absorption and allows toxins otherwise flushed through the intestines to seep into the blood system. The adrenal glands make adrenaline to provide good energy. They fight infections, decrease swelling in joints and tissue, and fight allergies. They work in tandem with the thyroid, pituitary, and hypothalamus glands to keep the endocrine system stable and functioning. They dictate your metabolic rate so you maintain an ideal weight, and they provide a stable mood and hormonal balance. The good news? Adrenal fatigue is not difficult to handle. Have the functional status of your adrenals checked. With a few nutritional and lifestyle changes, you'll be on your way to healthy adrenal glands. Zeer.com. Zeer Select is an online database of over 30,000 mainstream products, each with its own GF safety status. These items are all easy to find in a regular grocery store and guaranteed gluten-free with a safety rating. All you do is enter your preferred category, product name, or UPC code. If you search for products that are not gluten-free, the database is programmed to provide a highly rated GF substitute. Zeer.com also includes the product manufacturer contact information in case you have questions or concerns. Their database is continuously updated by adding or updating about 500 new products every week. And that's all for this episode of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. Again, we'd like to hear your input, so please write comments about what you thought of the program and what you'd like to hear covered in future programs. In addition, you'll find links to all the original articles on our blog site. So, from Celiac.com, thank you for listening.